Welcome to Talks from the Bible, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:19-23. As if the creation of the heavens and the earth were not sufficient to declare the marvelous power of God, He has further manifested His might and power in raising Jesus from the dead. Furthermore, Jesus has been seated at the right hand of the Almighty, with the whole of creation under His authority, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. 1 Peter 3:22. The King who is eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, sits on the throne with the whole of creation both in heaven and earth, subject to His divine will. This all-consuming authority is through His body, the Church, which is the fullness of God's divine plan of human redemption. Do you not see and understand the majesty and superior nature of the Church in Jesus Christ? The angel Gabriel had promised the young virgin that the child which was conceived in her womb would be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:32-33. The Apostle Peter preached at Pentecost that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. Acts 2:30-31. The greatest miracle of the Almighty God was the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the birth of a people known as the Church, the body of Christ. Do you not see and understand the glory and magnificence of the Church? No body has ever been formed by such power and robed in such glory as has the Church, the body of Jesus Christ. The Church is God's creation, having been brought forth by the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As Christ is the head of the Church, and He is the Savior of the body, therefore the Church is subject unto Christ. Ephesians 5:23-24. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.